Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is Ventura County's Mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's Mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so excited you are starting your day in a positive way, and I am your host, Kim Pagano, and my husband here, Lou.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
He raced us here on empty. I'm telling you, he taught me this thing that, you know, whatever car you get into, make sure it's full. Hello?
I didn't see the light last night.
I guess not. Anyways, oh well, we made it here. We got Tom Spence. How are you doing, Tom?
My dad always said, if you left the tank below half, you can't drive for a week.
Really?
That was my daddy's rule.
Is your car full right now?
Oh, heck no.
See, I know. What is that?
My dad told me.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Well, anyways, I am so excited that you are all here. And, God, just a little shout out for some of my past winners, Carolyn Can, Rosie Garcia, Dan Mahan, and so many more. There's, you know, I love that I get to talk to each one of you and find out that I am your wake-up station. And that's what it's all about. So a little shout out for a couple of my sponsors, Stronghold Schools and Dr. Curtis Perry. Plastic surgeon. And, you know, it's kind of a secret, but he does it so natural. I haven't had it done yet, but, you know, right.
Really?
Although, Tom, I do have something new. I wanted to share it with
what
you.
What would that be?
I have contacts.
Really?
I don't need my little, I know. And you know what? It's a reading contact. I'm really excited. It was totally like a foreign language for me learning how to do that.
I got the 99 cents only.
Version. I know you do. I mean, that's what I've been doing. But you know what? It's just one contact, and it helps you read. Totally. I'm serious.
I need help reading.
Yeah, it's very cool. Anyways, if you are just joining us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I thank you for joining us here today. And I want to remind you that I love having all the new friends on my Facebook at Kim Pagano Show. And also, I have my 2 o'clock show today. So I want to make sure that you're going to listen to that. All of my shows are downloaded on KimPaganoShow.com. And also on iTunes, so definitely listen for that. Also, if you have a business or anything that you need to spread the word about, an event that's coming up, definitely give me a call at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Today, we are going to be talking. We've got three guests, and we're going to talk with Graham Duncan, and his book is Upgrade, 7 Steps to Achieve Clarity, Purpose, and Balance in Your Life. And so we're going to start talking with him. We've got Bernadette Bowes, and hers is Shedding the Corporate Bitch, Shifting Your Bitches to Riches in Life and Businesses. So we're going to talk about that. And then my last guest is 11 Days in May. And J.D. Messenger, which is really his name, but he really is a messenger. He's the conversations that will change our lives. So stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to do a little shout out for Casa Pacifica. That is tomorrow, and June 3rd, we've got 1 to 4. It's a win-win, and that's going to be, it's their 19th annual, actually their 20th annual event, and so I'm really excited. I hope that you'll be joining everybody out there. We're going to be there. Yeah, it's always a really, really good time. I do want to say
lots of good food.
One other thing. It's my mom's birthday today, Tuesday, and so I want to wish her a happy birthday. And let's get our show started. Tom, I want to give out our phone number here, 805-650-1590. If you have a question or you want to just call up and say hi, give us a call, 650-1590. Let's bring our first guest on, Graham Duncan, and his book is Upgrade. Graham, are you there?
Good morning, Kim.
How are you? Are you good with all that?
Excellent. Good morning to Lou and Tom, too, and good morning to all your listeners. And I must say, it's a great pleasure and a privilege to be on your show this morning.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited to talk with you and find out 7 steps to achieve clarity, purpose. And we were talking about this. I think we've got the purpose down, and we need the clarity and the balance.
Right. So, and one of the reasons I put this book together was that in early childhood, I was misdiagnosed as special needs child or mentally retarded.
Oh.
So, what happened? Yeah, that's not an easy way to start off. So later on, when my mother refused to put me in such a school and we actually changed countries, I excelled in school and excelled in academics. So I began in early my teenage years to, you know, search the world for the truth and the path to enlightenment and different religions, and I traveled extensively for 25 years. So this book is a culmination of crystallizing the jewels of things that I learned on my journey.
I love that. And for anybody that's just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I've got Lou, my husband, here, and Tom. And, you know, that, Graham, I mean, this just nails my show right here, is talking about your journeys of, you know, things that have gone on in your life that can help others. And that's really what it's about. You know, it's interesting, the school that is one of my biggest sponsors, Stronghold, they believe that no child is broken. And, and I think so many people get a label on their children and they can't go any further because that's the label. And that sounds like something that kind of happened with you.
Yes, and I agree with you 100%. And every child's an individual. And one of the things that I learned, and I learned this from my mother, was that you have to look for the spark. And when you find the spark, fan it. It'll turn into a raging fire. If you're looking for the smoke and the embers, and disappointed in your child or feeling they're not doing so well, it's because you're not looking and being attentive enough to find what is that salient part of their nature which needs to be encouraged and given enthusiasm. If that's done, every child becomes a flower of consciousness.
I love it. You know, I love this. I'm reading the back of your book, and you were actually put into an orphanage, is that correct, as a toddler?
Yes, when I was very young, 2 years old, I was put into a Catholic orphanage for about 2.5 years. And it was an amazing experience. I became immersed. And fortunately, one of the nuns took me under her wing and taught me the power of repetition of sacred mantras. As you know, in the Catholic tradition, they do some chanting on the rosary. So can you imagine, at the age of 2, I was taught to do this for hours on end. And that experience helped me to become focused. It helped me to become balanced. And there was a lot that I learned from that experience. Later, when I left this sort of monistic life at the age of 5.5 and was kind of thrust into normal society, it was difficult for me to then decide how to, you know, absorb into the cognitive side of the world and leave aside the spiritual. But this was the beginning struggle of me integrating and understanding the balance of life. But fortunately for my mother and her attentiveness, she was able to extract those things which were very important to me in my consciousness that helped me reunite these two worlds. So it was a very interesting childhood, and I personally felt that without that kind of a start, it may have been difficult for me to absorb these two worlds together.
Wow, that's very interesting. So your mom, or your, I guess it would be your stepmom, correct, or your foster mom?
Oh, no, that was my real mother. She was going through a divorce when they put me in the orphanage.
Oh.
And then when she got remarried, she took me out again.
Oh, that's interesting. Huh, okay. And, you know, I mean, I love that you've turned your world around. I mean, really, that's what this is about. You've turned your world around. I'm looking through your book, so your mother must have been very spiritual, correct?
Yes, my mother was very spiritual, and in fact, just being in an environment where somebody takes that attention to try to be sensitive to your inner understandings is very important for any child in this world. And it doesn't matter whether one is, you know, in a difficult situation or whether one is in a very comfortable home. If we just spend, you know, undivided attention with our children on a daily basis, we won't have to go to seminars to find out if they're on drugs. We won't have to worry about them as much as most people do, because in the modern society, it's really difficult just to get them off their phones.
You're absolutely right. You're right.
Without a doubt.
I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Graham Duncan. His book is Upgrade, 7 Steps to Achieve Clarity, Purpose, and Balance in Your Life. You have a really interesting start and really an interesting way of looking at life. I'm looking in your book right now. It says, take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. I mean, that's so simple and such a huge statement. I mean, so many of us abuse our bodies and,
take it for granted.
Yeah. And so I love that right off the bat. But I'm looking through your book, and it's really, I love it, 4 Reasons Successful People Are Happy. And talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, if we look at successful people, first of all, most of them have discovered their purpose in their life. Most of them already are giving back to society. So it's these kind of, things that make a person successful and great. If one is misdirected by the conditioning that's layered upon us through media, through society, through education, and doesn't identify with their own purpose there and come to a balance in life, it's very easy to be distracted. And we can see, like, those people are doing the things they love, that they enjoy, they become successful. There's no doubt about it.
No question. So let's just read the 4 reasons successful people are happy. They find, like you said, their purpose and their true identity in life, and they are engaged in meaningful vocation where they feel they could do anything and be forever, right? They all maintain moral standards that are in line with their purpose, and they protect their standards, values, and give back to society. And their activities are connected with constantly improving their services to other people. Wow, you really summed it up in those 4 little sentences right there.
Yes, and if we're not giving back, relationships, there's 5 basic relationships, starting with neutrality. Just like I may know President Obama exists, but do I have a relationship? No, I have a relationship of neutrality. I may know that a chair exists, but I don't carry on a conversation with a chair. So higher than that, you get servitorship, where you have a boss or somebody that you mentor and you serve them. And then above that comes friendship. Now, in friendship already exists servitorship. Friends want to serve each other. Higher than that is something like parental affection. Now, in parental affection, there's servitorship, there's friendship, and there's dependence. This is very important. People can be separated from their friends, but to be separated from children or parents is very difficult. Higher than that is the conjugal relationship. So we see successively in all these relationships that each one has the qualities of the one before it. For instance, conjugal will have friendship, even some dependence and parental affection. It'll have servitorship. So a key thing to remember about relationships is that if we thread all our relationships, the pearls of those relationships, if we thread them with the attitude of service towards the other person, we can never go wrong.
So you're talking, let me just to kind of recap that, is basically you're saying if you're constantly giving back to your friends, your family, then you can never go wrong, is what you're saying?
Yes. If we develop the mindset of abundance, in abundance, we feel that the world and, our existence has no limit of giving. In the mentality of miserliness, if we see the next-door neighbor won the lottery and became very rich, then in miserliness, we may think, oh, my God, that person has taken away from the pot of wealth, and therefore there's less for me. So envy starts to creep in. But when we have the mentality of abundance, then giving is part of the pleasure of life. Everybody loves to give.
Right.
If you do service, if you do volunteer service in a local hospital, in a hospice, in an orphanage, when you do that, you feel great pleasure, even though there may not be any type of remuneration. So this is part of our inherent happiness, to begin to fan the spark of that giving, of that servitorship.
Right. I love it. We're talking with Graham Duncan, and his book is Upgrade, 7 Steps to Achieve Clarity, Purpose, and Balance in Your Life. So what tips do you have for health?
Well, the greatest tip I can give anybody and everybody for health is learn to identify anxiety, stress, and depression in your life. 90% of all modern illnesses are connected with stress-related, they're all stress-related diseases. So if we can first just begin to identify stress, anxiety, and depression, that's number one. Then put on the brakes. Put on the brakes and try to breathe a little bit. And then that's the beginning. After that, just, you know, having a good diet, understanding what a good diet is, and not going on diets, but changing your lifestyle, accepting a lifestyle that's favorable to your health of your body. Wow. And then a daily regime of exercise. It's just be doing a little bit of, you know, yoga postures or stretches, something on a daily basis that fits into your lifestyle. Adopt a new lifestyle. Don't go on a diet and don't go on an exercise frenzy. So these things, getting rid of anxiety, stress, and depression, having a balanced diet, and a daily regime of exercise.
I like it. I mean, they seem so simple, but, you know, that's really hard for a lot of people to do that. Now, in your book, you talk about balance being a key stepping stone to happiness and success. Tell us about the importance of that balance.
Well, if we go back in history and look at, you know, some of the great thinkers of Western civilization like Aristotle, Aristotle believed in a concept of eudaimonia or happiness. And some of the other Greek philosophers, they came up with this idea that happiness is the mean between the deficit and the extreme. This idea is that, you know, the balance between extreme type of living and, you know, self-sacrificing. So this is what the ancient Greek philosophers believed. Later on, we see, like in Gautam Buddha, Buddha was born a very opulent life. He lived as a prince. He had everything. In his domain, the king did not allow even old age, disease, and birth to be shown to him. So later, he found he was fully dissatisfied, and he left the palace, and he began to do the opposite. And what's the opposite? Self-sacrifice, completely isolating himself, sitting with some of his followers, and meditating, and giving up the world. While he was in this meditative state under a tree near a river, a teacher was going down the river with his student, teaching him how to play a melodious stringed instrument. So the teacher said to the student, if you tighten the strings too much, they'll snap. But if you don't tighten them enough, you'll lose the melody. So hearing this, Gautam Buddha immediately understood, and he left immediately his ascetic life. Some of the followers thought he was mad, and they stayed. And others followed him. So the ones that stayed, that's known as Hinayana Buddhism.
Wow.
And the ones who left, they're known as Mahayana Buddhism. Hinayana means small vehicle, and Mahayana means big vehicle. So this is how Buddha began his middle way, the understanding that things have to be in balance. You can't be an extremist, and you can't be a complete, you know, sense gratifier who goes out trying to buy everything you see. So this middle way is very important. Later, we see, you know, the German philosopher George Hegel. He had this concept that truth could be found as the synthesis between the thesis and antithesis. So you've got the theory and the anti-theory, but the real truth is found in the synthesis.
And you know, I love where you're going with this, but that is, I mean, you kind of lost me there a little bit, but I love that you're so, I mean, you've really done some work to get into this, huh, and to understand all of this.
Well, you know, a lot of times people think that, you know, enlightenment or, you know, this kind of life is only for, you know, renunciates and monks and priests and so on. But really, you know, we're all trying to learn how to drive the car of life while we're in motion. The difference is the monks switch the car off, sit in the car, and, you know, through a regulated daily routine, nothing changes.
Graham, that is so refreshing, because you know how sometimes you want to say, just let me just turn that wheel, you know, that get off the wheel for a second, right? And that's what they do. You're absolutely right. Let me ask you a question. You know, leave us with a couple tips, because we've got a couple other interviews and I would love to have you back. I mean, this is so, it's almost like peaceful talking with you. Give us two really great tips that you can leave us with.
Well, the main tip that is very important, besides everything else that we've spoken about this morning, is to try to live in the now. Try to put the past aside and see every moment as new. And don't be in stress and anxiety about the future. You will discover a world of life in high resolution. That's tip number one. Tip number two is to realize that consciousness is the greatest asset in our life, not our bank balance, but our consciousness and the loving relationships that emanate from that.
I love it. Wow. I love it. I mean, really, so right on. Graham Duncan, Upgrade is his book, 7 Steps to Achieve Clarity, Purpose, and Balance in Your Life. Where do we find your book?
It's on Amazon.com. Just search for Graham, G-R-A-E-M-E, Duncan, or on Torchlight.com.
Great. I'm going to read this, because you made it so simple. It's got great little sayings in it. I love all that. Thank you so much, Graham, and thank you for the work that you've done, and that you make a difference.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, and thank you to your listeners. You have a wonderful day.
You too. All right. Well, we are going to take a really quick break. You know what, Tom, let's give something away and let's see who's up right now. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number is 805-650-1590. That's 650-1590. And what should we give away, Tom?
Hey, let's go to Cuvée Terrace, the premier wine experience in the Caneo Valley. New wine and tasting every week. Small production boutique and artisan wine. Sounds good to me. And it looks like you can get a very nice lunch there at the Cuvée Terrace.
Or breakfast.
Breakfast, too.
So what we're doing is a $25 gift certificate for breakfast or lunch. And they're located over in Westlake. It's a really cute little place. They've got music there. And it's a really great place. You're definitely going to be excited if you get this. So give us a call right now. Let's take caller number
10
at 650-1590. Stay with us, because when we come back, we're going to be talking with Bernadette Bowes, and we'll be right back.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with, and our students do.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And our phones are going off the hook. So thank you so much for calling. And definitely, we got more to give away. So stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with Lou and Tom. And our next guest is Bernadette. Is it Bose? Yes, yay. Okay, perfect. Okay, and we're going to, her book is Shedding the Corporate Bitch, Shifting Your Bitches to Riches in Life and in Business. And I love that. This lady is a ball of fire. And that's really, you know, what we talk about here is just really, you know, taking all that, making your life rich, right? So Bernadette, tell us a little bit. You've been on my show before. I love it. I'm so glad you're back. And we're going to talk a little bit about, are you perfume or toxin, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, I have that story that probably many do where they get to a certain point in life through their career, whether it's corporate or entrepreneurially, and they realize that something's just not right and they're not completely happy. And they start, you know, I pretty much just started really kind of digging deep into what was going on in my head and my heart and realized that I was toxin for a good amount of time.
And what do you mean by toxin?
Toxin, it's almost like you're toxic, but it's toxin, you know. And
right, so you mean you weren't happy working, you weren't happy in your life, is that what you mean?
Yeah, that I was just toxin to myself.
Bitch.
You know, as opposed to being, you know, happy and sweet and perfumey.
Okay. So you were the bitch at the corporate, correct?
I was. That was the ultimate one.
There you
the
go.
The ultimate one.
Okay. And now you're rich.
Well, and now I just spend a lot of time, just like your, you know, earlier guest was saying. I mean, you know, I just spend time realizing that it is not. It weighs a lot. I mean, you know, it's bad enough that we have a harder time, especially as women, keeping off the pounds, let alone to add weight by just being, you know, unhappy and ugly inside you, and you're not sure why and how and how to get out of it. And I just decided that I just didn't want to live like that anymore.
You know, and, do you think that men go through this too?
Never.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, they just don't, they might not wear it on their sleeves as
women do, as we do.
As much as women do. And yet they should, you know, we wish that they would because, you know, they need to be able to purge as well. They need to be able to get rid of that junk as well. But certainly I think men and women deal with it. It's just how they deal with it.
I agree. You know, I mean, so what does somebody do if they're listening right now and they're not happy in their work, but how did you support yourself when you were, you know, trying to get out of it to get into being happy?
Well, I was fortunate enough that when I left corporate, and I call it my pink slip to freedom, I was pretty much handed the pink slip, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago, and I didn't argue it. I was kind of thrilled, and I had a very, you know, high-level global vice president type of position, but I didn't argue with it because I knew that this was opening up an opportunity for me to kind of take care of myself and figure out why, even though I had what everybody thinks they want. They want power, position, prosperity, and even though I had all those things, I wasn't happy, and so I kind of welcomed that. So
Bernadette, I think yes. Somehow we're pushing buttons, and it's I hear it. We're pushing buttons on your end, I think.
Oh, really? I don't hear anything.
Oh, we do. So, but
oh.
It's, okay. But go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm not sure what that might be.
Okay.
So I think, you know, if someone's struggling with the same thing, I was fortunate enough to have kind of a nest egg.
Okay.
And I was able to, you know, kind of take a couple years and figure out what I wanted to do next, and I started my own business immediately upon leaving my job. But for those people that aren't so fortunate, they just have to kind of reconcile kind of what can they do? What if they know they're unhappy with where they're at, if they need to stay, how do they frame themselves? How do they frame their mindset around being able to work within that environment? Or what the easiest way to find another job is when you have a job. So, you know, so they can block out some time within their own 24 hours and that time that they're not working to also work on the things that will make them happy, find those hobbies, find those passions, and maybe it leads them into another job opportunity or a new business or a new hobby of some sort that will kind of get them away from being toxic to themselves and to the people around them.
Wow. Okay. All right. Something's going on with your phone. But, okay, so what are we going to find in your business, in your book? And that's your business, pretty much, right?
Well, yes. Yes and no. What they'll find in the book is they'll really find, I wrote the book as an apology.
Oh, my gosh. Your phone.
Just a roadkill I left in my life. That's really why I wrote the book. And yet it resonated with so many people. Because what I kind of do is I take accountability and I put it out there. Why was I such a nasty person? Why did I have this persona? Why did I treat people the way I treated them? And yet at the same time, what I discovered and what now other people are learning from it is that word, you know, because a lot of people say, why do you use that word in your book title?
Right.
That word is not really about a person. It's about the inner junk that causes a person to be nasty or to be curt or to be cruel to somebody. So what they're going to learn is the fact that we all have our own junk. We all have our own bitches within us, our fears, insecurities, negativities, ugly belief systems about ourselves. And if we can take care of those and we can shed those out of our head and our heart, then we're going to find ourselves to be much happier than they may be right now. And if they need to do anything, even when they have a job and they can't afford to lose their job, is work on themselves internally, because it may change how they position themselves in that job or company that they're not really happy with.
I think that that's so true, is when you are happy within yourself, then that's what you portray to others. But when you're angry at, you know, that you have to get up every morning and, you know, they say, you know, if you wake up before your alarm, that means you're doing what your passion is. You know, today I woke up early. I really think that that's true. This is the only life that we know about right here. And why not do what you love doing? Isn't that so true?
Well, it is. And you hit on exactly what I say toward every time I either speak or I coach or I have my show. I'll sit there and say, look, you have one life. It goes really, really fast. And why would you want to spend any part of that being so miserable within yourself and not finding what the riches in life that you deserve?
Right. You know, something's going crazy with your phone. You know what we're going to have to do is, where do we find your book?
SheddingTheBitch.com or on Amazon.com as well, and BarnesandNoble.com and all the, you know, online bookstores as well.
I love it. I love it. It's a good book. It's kind of your life, but now you're teaching how to shed all of that corporate stuff. So thank you so much. I'm sorry we have a bad connection.
I am too. I don't understand what the problem is. I am too, but thank you anyway for having me. I'm just sorry that it's a bad connection for you.
No problem. You know what? We're going to take a really quick break. Let's give something away, Tom.
Hey, how about if we go with some pizza?
Ooh,
pizza's great from Pizza Man Dan. And again, I'm hooked on 10, so let's take caller 10, 650-1590 to KVTA, 650-1590. You get a great pizza from Pizza Man Dan.
There you go. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us, because we are going to bring on JD Messenger, and we're going to be talking about 11 days in May. So you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad you're here.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA. Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for all those great callers. We did have a winner, Diane. And who is our first winner?
Surfer Mike.
Yeah, you go. There you go, Surfer Mike.
And he's a winemaker.
Oh, okay. We'll have to get him in here. All right. So, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Lou and Tom. And our phone number here is 650-1590. And we've been giving away great stuff here. Our next guest is J.D. Messenger, and he is a messenger. That actually happens to be his name, too, though. But his book is 11 Days in May. And when I did my little pre-interview with him, I'm like, so what was so special about those 11 days? So let's bring J.D. on and welcome him. J.D., are you there?
I am. Good morning,
how are you,
Kim, Tom, Lil.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your book. I know that you had a terrible accident that actually completely changed your life, right? And, you know, I know that my husband's actually can kind of relate to this a little bit, so I thought that would be kind of cool. I mean, unfortunately, I guess, right? But it does make you more aware of our lives, and I think that's what happened to you. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, you have to start off with understanding my background. I began life as a nuclear submarine officer for 11 years as in the Navy, as on three submarines. And then I was with Exxon for 10 years in oil and gas and pipelines. I supervised the Valdez oil spill cleanup. I left Exxon and joined Ernst & Young, and I was a management consulting partner, traveled around the world, and I ended up getting promoted to be CEO, and I was working for prime ministers and royal family members. I wrote position papers for U.S. presidents, and, you know, I'm at the top of the food cycle, you know, or the life cycle. I'm doing great. I've got servants, and life is wonderful, and that's when I had my accident, which I call my wake-up call.
And so what happened?
I actually broke my neck. I put my neck had been broken in a submarine accident in 1985, and it had healed, but by 2000, it had slowly been deteriorating, and I had put my arms in the air to stretch one morning, and that was the last thing. When I put my arms in the air and popped my neck, it popped the last thing holding it together, and it twisted my spinal column around. And I died, and I left my body, which was, you know, the freaky part.
Well, that's kind of freaky, just stretching.
Pardon me?
Just stretching.
Yeah, well, I mean, it had been hurting, you know, for 6 months, and I just kept ignoring it, taking pain pills.
Uh-oh.
It'll go away.
Uh-oh, okay. A little resistance there to go to the doctor, right?
Yeah, a lot of resistance.
So how did that change? So what happened from that point?
Well, I left my body, and, you know, I can't believe that who I am and what I've done and the people I talked to, I'm about to tell you, but, you know, I went through a tunnel. And, I mean, it was just like Jodie Foster in that movie Contact. It was a beautiful blue tunnel, like a water slide, and it had, like, lights and sparklers, and it was the most beautiful thing. And then I went through a gateway and all these amazing things, which I talk about for hours to people. But the more important part was after I came back, that I'm laying in bed, I'm in the hospital room, they've taken bone out of my hip to put my neck together, I have no feeling in my neck down my arms, I can't really talk, and my family come in and they start telling me about trips. They went to Beijing, and I didn't go. I was too busy working. They went to Australia because we were in Singapore, you know, so these were, you know, short trips for us from Singapore. But I never went because I was just too busy working, and that was really the first part of the wake-up call.
I think you had the same wake-up call, right, Lou?
I sure did.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, besides being physically destroyed, and now I'm mentally getting whipped around like, you know, a ball in a hurricane or something, I was so depressed. I just started crying. I wanted to go away. And I just, I actually had said a prayer to God, and, you know, why did you do this to me? And this shocked me. I mean, it blew me away. In less than 3 minutes, my son came in the room, and he said, he's 3 years old. It was a silent prayer to God. And the door opens, and he comes in and says, Daddy, you work too hard. And then I said another prayer, a silent prayer, and 3 minutes later, the door opens, and my son comes in. I said, oh, God, I work too hard. And Grant said, first prayer I said was, why did you do this to me? And Grant came in and said, you work too hard. The second prayer I said, what am I supposed to do? And Grant said, you need to play. And then the next day I said another prayer, what am I supposed to do? I work too hard, I need to play. This doesn't make any sense. And jiggle, jiggle, door opens, three-year-old comes in and he says, remember, 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 remember. And that made no sense to me. But after years of searching, I discovered I wasn't happy. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know why I was here. I didn't know what was important. I thought that money made me happy. I thought that life was a destination stop called retirement. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so confused. I mean, how did I get so confused?
And, you know, I totally agree. I mean, I think that's something I was looking at. You know, it's all about our purpose and our balance, and we were just talking with Graham Duncan about upgrading, and I think that your experience, and I really think that all of our experiences here help us and carve us of who we become and who we are, and you were kind of in that robot mode, right?
I was totally a robot.
Yeah.
I was a machine in the Matrix.
Exactly, and so here, you know, I really believe that happens. If you don't take care of it, God will take care of it for you. And, you know, things have happened to me. You know, I lost a baby, and, you know, she was very ill when she was born. And so God puts things on your plate that you need to, you know, pay attention to. And so now when you went through that, you know, like my husband, we were talking about that, you went through.
I went through that when... probably, 22 years ago, they diagnosed me with a cyst on my brain, and I couldn't walk and talk, and I remember them taking me into the hospital and going to do this emergency brain surgery, and my daughter was just born.
Yeah. Oh,
she's laying on my chest, and I'm thinking, you know what, I might never even watch her grow up, and all I do is work, and I'm never home, and if I come through this, I'm going to change my life, and you know what, it made me change my life. I cruise, I work hard, but I play hard. And it makes it a perfect balance.
You know, I've gotten over 100,000 emails because, you know, my story, 11 Days in May, is a very spiritual story. It talks about a lot of the metaphysical events. But because of my background in you know, corporate American politics and governments and stuff, people, you know, I got a different point of view. And so I've gotten 100,000 emails, and I've gotten I've gotten a letter from the director of the FBI. These emails are coming from corporate people, political people, military officers, generals, and they're going, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God, oh, my God. I never told anyone, you know, and then they go on and tell some kind of similar story.
And I have to tell you, you know, when you go through an experience like that, I was not really spiritual before, and it changed my life. I'm sure, like, it changed yours, Lou, and same with you, JD, is you all of a sudden, I mean, when it happens to you, you're like, oh, my God, those people weren't crazy, you know? It's kind of, like, scary, you know? And then you kind of don't want to talk about it or tell anybody. And then when you do, it's kind of like the problem child. Every family's got one, you know?
Yeah.
But you don't want to talk about it. But then you talk about it, and then all of a sudden everybody feels, you know, like, oh, God, I'm so glad it's not just me, you know?
But what I do is I had to prove the science and physics behind it because I'm, you know, that's 12 years of advanced math, theory, physics, reactive kinetics. That's my degrees. So what I do that's a little different is I sort of connect the dots between the two. And like you said, you know, my birth name is Messenger, and here I stand with one foot in the scientific and physical world and one foot in the spiritual world. And it's not an easy place to stand. But I've just come to accept that that's my purpose, that's my truth, and I've got to stand in it and tell my story and explain it. And it has a lot of practical benefit, too. You know, I mean, you were talking about, I've been saying for 10 years, do what you love what you do, and you'll never work a day in your life. I mean, that's what it's all about. We have to get out of the matrix and do what you and Tom are saying and what your prior guest was saying.
Got to enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, why do it?
Well, it's actually even more than that. I believe that our heart is our soul, and that is our purpose for being here. Unfortunately, most of us have to, or many, or too many, have to go through the suffering, which is confusion. You know, it is. It says in 11 Days of May, suffering is when your head's going north and your heart's going south. It rips you in half.
Right.
And that's because your head is attached to all those things, like mine was. It's attached to jobs, outcomes. You know, consumption, objects, all these things that society is doing to poison us.
Right. JD, you know, I just want to remind any of my listeners that are just tuning in right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with JD Messenger. His book is 11 Days in May. And we do have one more giveaway that I want to squeeze in here at 650-1590. That's 650-1590. Tom, you want to tell what it is?
Let's send somebody to the beautiful Tower Club. You know, today they're actually running up and down the Brown Tower.
Oh, that's right.
And up the glass tower.
Yeah,
it's the race, the tower to tower for the firefighters.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
You can go up casually in the elevator and enjoy a nice lunch. It's a complimentary quick bite lunch for two, and we have it for you right here. Beautiful Tower Club. I'm guessing there's quite a few people out there who have not had the pleasure.
It's beautiful. It's got the view of the whole place out there. I mean, it's a great place to have lunch, dinner, all that stuff. So, caller, what, number 7?
Let's go with 7. Give us a call, 650-1590. I'm going to grab the phones right now.
You got it. All right. So, JD Messenger, give us some tips that you have really learned and that we can find in your book.
You know, one of the things I'll tell you is when you're suffering or you feel this discomfort, you need to know that that's an indication that's telling you there's something wrong, right? And it's something inside your cells. So one of the things when you're reading 11 Days in May, if you are starting to feel a discomfort, I call them FLOPs, faulty, limited, outdated programs. And we have them personally, socially. Some of them are thousands of years old. And so when you are starting to feel discomfort, you need to snap out of it and recognize that that is something in your head telling you and your heart is disagreeing with it. So one of the simple things I do is I tell people to wear a rubber band on their wrist.
Ooh, and kind of pinch it, keep pulling it, like
a
shocker.
Right.
That's
every emotional or irrational response is something inside you. And I know we don't have a lot of time to go through it, but there's a lot of examples and stories that, you know, people are just blown away by when they don't realize that they're the robot. Another really good one is to purify the energy or your field, you can go in the water because water is very dense. And again, it explains in the book how water is so dense that energy can't penetrate it. So one of the ways to get all the other energy off of you and away from you is to go in the ocean or take a shower. And if you can't do that, obviously go in nature. There's another really important thing, and that is, you know, because the premise is that everything is energy, right?
Right.
And our thoughts are energy. Energy is photons. Photons are light. Therefore, we are a light being. And the energy and light responds to laws. Well, we've heard all about the law of attraction. But I think a lot of people don't understand the difference between intentions and motivations. And intentions and motivations are the filters that are setting your head up. See, I use my military analogies and energy experiences. See, our head is like the sonar dome on my submarine.
Right.
Is sending and receiving information. Now, you and I have every email in the world flying around us, every radio show, every television show. If we were aware of that, we would drop dead in a nanosecond. So just like I had filters on the sub to block snapping shrimp and singing whales, because that's noise, I don't want to hear the noise, we have filters in our head. The filters are our intentions and motivations.
So we need to really just tune in to our life, tune in to what our body's telling us, right?
Well, tuning into what your body is telling you is absolutely critical, and it's never wrong.
Right, and Lou, you talk about that. Listen to your body all the time. You know, I'm like running like a go, 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 and, you know, he's like, listen to your body. You know, and
it talks to you every day.
It does talk to you. You know, JD, I love where you're going. I, you know, I'm sorry for your situation, but it as you know, I think that everybody's life, we're always dealt the cards that we can, you know, that lead us to our journeys. Where do we find your book?
You can visit my website, jdmessenger.com, and you click on the book cover. It'll give you all the sources, iTunes, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The e-book was the e-book of the year, innovation-wise, so you can learn about that. But, you know, normal places.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to, you know, learning more about you.
Great. Yeah, I'm at the Agape Spiritual Center all day today.
There you go.
And you can click on my website again, jdmessenger.com, and learn about that. I'll be there for 3 hours.
You got it. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and wow, we're almost done. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, and I will be talking with Dr. Matthew Budoff, and we're talking about women's health and for National Women Health Month and you know, kind of finding out about heart and all that stuff. Also, I'm going to be talking with Dr. Stryker and Michelle King Robson about menopause and premenopause.
Perfect.
You guys need to know about that, right? But you know what? It really does. It changes your whole life, and there's things
that it does.
You think so, honey? Okay. I like that. But anyway, so we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Just a recap on what we talked about. Graham Duncan, upgrade. Thank you for all my texts from all my listeners that they really enjoyed him, and also JD Messenger and Bernadette Bose. You know, my show is all about adding value every day in every way, and that's what we do here on the Kim Pagano Show. Oh, you want to mention?
Yeah, we have the first Felix and Fido Bring Me Home Adoption Festival. It's Saturday, June 22nd from 11 to 5, and it is at the Ventura Harbor at the end of Spinnaker.
There you go. All right. And, of course, gosh, you know, we've got Casa Pacifica tomorrow. I hope that everybody's going to be out there and support that. Happy birthday to my mom, and of course, I end all of my shows with a thought for the day, and today's is, rather than getting depressed and dejected over trials and tribulations, why not view them as opportunities and manifest your internal courage? And I want to thank you. If you missed any part of my show, go on KimPaganoShow.com. Also, Facebook us. I love that I've met everybody through that. And if you need to get in touch with me and you want to talk about something that's happening out there, 805-419-0008. And remember, it's a good day to have a great day. You have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Thank you, Lou and Tom. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Week.
All right. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way.